Before the BP gusher, the worst domestic oil spill was the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster in Alaska. Popular lore puts the blame on a drunken tanker captain, but the reality is more complex. Exxon, for example, was cited for failing to provide an appropriate crew and supervise that crew properly. The accident jolted the oil giant and prompted the company to rethink its approach to safety, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Exxon and BP have many things in common. They're both among the world's largest oil companies. Both operate refineries and offshore platforms, and both rake in billions and billions of dollars in profit. But when it comes to their U.S. safety record, the similarities end.
Here's an example.
Pavel Molchanov is an oil and gas analyst at Raymond James.
In the last 3 years, when we look at refineries, 97% of the violations that are considered egregious and willful were given to BP. So BP had 760, Exxon had one. That is a colossal difference.
Exxon, whose full corporate name is now ExxonMobil, does considerably better than the industry average on other safety-related measures, too. Exxon spokesman Alan Jeffers says the Valdez spill marked a turning point for the company.
It was very clear that we needed to have a safety stand down. We took a senior group of managers and supervisors, and their only job for the next several months was analyzing how we did our business and what are the areas where we need to improve.
This wasn't just about public relations. Operating safely makes good economic sense. Exxon created an operations bible for risk management with guidelines and rules for just about everything, from taking the temperature of salad dressing in the company cafeteria to how to conduct deep water drilling. To illustrate the company's risk management approach, Jeffers offers the story of the Blackbeard Well in the Gulf of Mexico. The year was 2006, and the company had been drilling for more than a year and a half, and had spent nearly $200 million. But the drilling engineers encountered more difficult drilling conditions than they'd expected.
The drillers came to the management and said, "Here's what we found. We've done a risk assessment, and we don't think that we can mitigate the risks to an acceptable level."
And so, says Jeffers, the decision was made to discontinue operations and walk away from the project. BP may be wishing it had done the same with the Deepwater Horizon. Author Tom Bauer's new book is called Oil, Money, Politics, and Power in the 21st Century. Exxon, he suggests, strips employees of the ability to make decisions on their own. They have to follow Exxon's rules and guidelines to the letter. Both initiative and risk are minimized. BP, says Bauer, operated quite differently.
It relied much more on people on the spot to prevent things going wrong, but at the same time didn't have the mechanisms to prevent the accident in the first place, which Exxon has built into its system.
Exxon and some of the other major oil companies are now trying to distance themselves from BP and its Deepwater Horizon operations, telling members of Congress and others that BP was operating outside the mainstream. It's an effort, Bauer says, to keep the focus on BP and minimize the impact of the spill, the scrutiny, and the drilling curbs on them.
I think Exxon is delighting in BP's discomfort. But on the other hand, the focus on the oil industry is really bad for Exxon, too.
While Exxon's safety record is better than most of its peers, the company is not above reproach. Environmentalists and others are quick to point out that Exxon was slow in making the switch from single to double-hull tankers. And as the Sierra Club's Ethan Manuel points out, Exxon bitterly fought a $5 billion punitive damage award stemming from the Valdez spill, and successfully got it reduced to about $500 million.
They fought this for over almost 20 years in the courts. A lot of the fishermen who were impacted, a lot of those folks died. Many families were never compensated, and it was a pretty shameful act of citizenship by Exxon.
Now, of course, BP is on the hot seat, and it may well look to Exxon as it considers its safety initiatives and perhaps its legal strategy. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.